Hello to all my friends in podcast land. Welcome to Real Life with Crystal, where we talk personal growth and leadership. I am your host, Crystal Gove, and I want to welcome each and every one of you that have joined me. And as I always say, we are not together in person, but I always like to picture that we have pulled a chair up to a big round table and we are settled in to talk growth, personal growth, leadership, talk about our struggles, our wins, and just do life together. And my goal is to add value to every one of my listeners, but also to learn from each and every one of you. So make sure you subscribe to whatever platform you're listening on so that you don't miss any episodes. And also share with any friends and family that may be looking for this type of content. And also reach out to me if you have any thoughts or comments or input, because I love to learn from everyone I interact with. But today I want to talk about the word procrastination. How many of us, now imagine we're all at a round table or a table, raise your hand if you have struggled with procrastination. I should raise both hands, and if I had more hands, I'd raise those. And I'm going to guess that have all raised our hands on this one, because procrastination is just, it's still a struggle for me. And, you know, one of my mentors said that, you know, procrastination is the fertilization that makes difficulties grow. And that is huge. You know, it's also been said that, and it's true, procrastination is the largest enemy of productivity. So why do we procrastinate? You know, the highly successful people have disciplined themselves and conquered that habit of procrastination. And they know the power of initiating, which is, you know, do it now. And there's any number of reasons why we may procrastinate. I know for me personally, I may think, it's not good enough. It's not the right time. It's not convenient. I need to be better at this. And the list goes on and on and on. And as I've said, if you've listened to me before, you know, there's never going to be that time that we're perfect. There's never the most perfect, convenient time. And if we wait till we're perfect, we will be waiting our entire lives. So if that's causing you to procrastinate, throw that one out the window of waiting to be perfect or waiting for the perfect time or waiting for a convenient time, because I don't know that there's ever going to be a convenient time. If we're, you know, if it's something that we're trying to grow in, it's going to take us stretching ourselves and putting it on our schedule and holding ourselves to it, you know. Talk about those accountability partners. Find an accountability partner that's going to hold your feet to the fire. And it's going to be something we just have to do because it's not going to come within our natural daily agendas to do something if it's out of our comfort zone. So, you know, we just have to make it happen. We have to forget about that perfect time, forget about that convenient time. We've got to just put it on our schedule and do it now because otherwise, we're going to be waiting forever. Now, I'm speaking from my own personal experience and how procrastination has derailed me and how I still fight it probably too much. But, you know, our daily habits determine our destination. And so, again, that comes back to, well, what are we doing? You know, what are we doing daily? Well, if we're procrastinating on those things that are going to change us, that are going to move us towards our purpose and what we're working towards, we're going to stay stuck. So procrastination is not our friend. And like I said, it is the largest enemy of productivity. And so we need to sit down and really think into why are we procrastinating? Why are we doing this? You know? And I've never had any good feelings from procrastination. Usually it's been resulted in a missed opportunity or beat myself up because, you know what, why didn't I do that? I knew I should have done that, and I knew I just there was no good reason for doing it except procrastinating. And so, you know, what do we do to get over that? Well, I'm going to suggest that, you know, we've probably all heard the thing, eat the frog first thing in the morning. So what is, you know, plan out your day and plan out the most important things. And think also, when you're thinking of doing something, what are the consequences of doing it or not doing it? Think into that. Like, what if I procrastinate, if I don't do this now, or even first of all, let's start with why do I want to do this? So let's think into that because that's getting into our why. And I've spoke on that before, and that's a whole nother subject, but that's getting into our why. So why is this thing that, why do we need to do this thing? And what are the consequences of doing it or not doing it? If the consequences of not doing it are just completely irrelevant and don't even serve a purpose, well, let's just throw that item, that to-do thing out the window. But if it's the thing that moves us closer to our purpose or that calling that we have on our life, if it's that thing, then we need to really think into, if I don't do this, what are going to be the consequences? Well, the consequences are going to be that feeling of failure because you knew you were supposed to do it and you didn't for whatever reason. Feeling of unfulfillment because a life of unfulfillment is caused by not living into our purpose, not doing those things that we were created to do, and being on that journey to discover that if we don't know what those things are yet. But it's going to lead to, you know, that feeling of failure, that feeling of unfulfillment. And not to mention, there's people waiting on you to use the gifts and talents that you were created with. So somebody out there has been deprived of your gift in not doing that. So, you know, that list is also endless as to what the results are of the consequences of not doing the thing that we need to do. So think into that. And you know, again, those things are going to be things taking us out of our comfort zone, those things growing us. So they're going to look huge, but as we say, eat the frog first thing in the morning. So do the hardest thing first, that thing that's going to challenge you the most, that thing that you may want to put off to land. Go ahead and knock that thing out. And the benefits are going to be amazing. You're going to feel accomplished. You're going to feel like I did what I was supposed to do. That's where that growth happens. You know, there's nothing but benefits to come from doing it. You know, you can't. One of my mentors, I listen to him every week. John Maxwell says, you know, you can't feel your way into acting. You have to act your way into feeling. And that is so true. You know, if you're not motivated, if the procrastination is because you're not motivated and you're like, oh, I'll wait till I feel like it. Well, let me assure you, you're not ever going to, well, maybe. I have never been sitting there unmotivated and all of a sudden I'm like, oh, wait, I feel like doing this. No, you have to do the thing. And then the motivation follows action. So you've got to take action. If you're waiting till you're motivated, I'm just going to give you a reality thought here that that's not going to happen. Just make yourself do it. And so you've got to, you know, change your thinking. So a quick thing that I'm going to challenge us all to do is when that, you know, I've heard it say you should say it first thing in the morning. First thing in the morning when you wake up, just say, do it now 50 times. And do that every day. And it changes your thinking. In those moments where you feel that procrastination kicking in, start saying, do it now, do it now. And psychologically, that will do something to your thinking. And it gets embedded deep in and changes your way of thinking. Instead of having that habit of thinking of not doing it and just allowing whatever of the million excuses to stop us from doing it, we start changing our thinking to do it now. So think into those things of what you know you should be doing. And is procrastination holding you back from all that you should be doing? Is it feeding that feeling of unfulfillment? Are you feeling like you're not doing what you're supposed to? And all those number of feelings that just derail us. And really think into what is causing the procrastination and then change your thinking and start saying, you know, do it now and do it now. You know, eat that frog first thing in the morning and Think into what are the consequences if I do this or if I don't do that. And write these things out. I'm huge on writing things out. You know, we can have the thoughts in our head all day long, but we give them life when we speak them out and when we write them on paper. And so if you haven't done that, I challenge you to try that. Think into if you're procrastinating, and then think into why you are, and then start challenging yourself to change your way of thinking and say, do it now. And know that you have to act your way into feeling, not feel your way into acting. And then remember that procrastination is the largest enemy of productivity. So challenge yourself with those thoughts, write it out, and let's conquer that enemy of procrastination. And let's, you know the power of initiating. Do it now. So my friends, I hope this has encouraged you and challenged you. I know it does me every time I speak. I feel like I'm speaking to myself. And thank you again for joining me. And like I said, please share this in case you have friends or colleagues that that this would be encouraging to or add value to them. Until next time, my friends, be well.